Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Free Now is feeling the wrath of customers today after a promo code offer went horribly wrong for the taxi app just this morning. Conor Pope is consumer affairs correspondent of the Irish Times and he joins me now. Conor, you're very welcome to the programme. Riddle me this, what went wrong for Free Now?
Yeah, it was a bit of a nightmare before Christmas for the Free Now people because early this morning, its customers were given the chance to win a voucher worth €200 if they could solve a puzzle. Now, in truth, the puzzle wasn't overly complicated, and it read, "I'm made of snow, but never feel the cold." Now, I'm sure all your listeners have already guessed that it's a snowman.
Hey.
So the idea was that the first 100 people who answered the riddle correctly would get these vouchers, and they'd be able to use them up till January 31st. So okay. It'd be a real help for people over the Christmas period. Unfortunately, there was a glitch in the system, which meant it didn't cut off after the first 100 right answers
in.
And everybody who answered the riddle got the vouchers. And of course, as is the way of things, when people recognized that there was perhaps an issue, it started circulating wildly on WhatsApp groups. Families and friends were sharing the codes and sharing the details. And as a result, the vouchers kept ratcheting up.
So basically, I was texting you, say, "Conor, apply for the Free Now code. Quick. Is that it?"
Exactly. No. So obviously, Free Now spotted the error. They realized this was going to be an absolutely horrendous morning for them. So they shut it down and they took away all the vouchers from people's apps. And then...
Hang on. They took away all of the vouchers, not just beyond the 100.
Well, yeah, we'll get to that point in a second because I don't. Spoiler alert, Cormac. Yeah. So they took away all of the vouchers, right? And people then reacted with fury. Now, some of that fury was perhaps performative because people realized that there was something fishy going on, and they understood what was happening. And then they got their vouchers, and then they were kind of fake outraged that they couldn't use the vouchers. And then, of course, all the memes and the jokes started appearing on Twitter, and Free Now became one of the top trending topics in Ireland. Or should I say X? It's no longer Twitter, is it? And anyway, it just kind of got, it snowballed, if you forgive the choice of word.
You're doing very well here, Conor.
So we contacted Free Now, and they sent us a statement, and what they've confirmed is that there was a problem, and they were going to offer it to the first 100 users. There was a technical issue with the raffle, and what they've expressed their sincere apologies, and what they're going to do is the first 100 people who answer that riddle correctly, you're right, they're going to get the vouchers.
Okay, phew.
And then any passenger who submitted the correct answer subsequent to the first 100 will be automatically entered into an exclusive new raffle, which they're launching this afternoon with a prize fund of €20,000 worth of vouchers ranging from a fiver to €1,000. And to be honest, you can't really expect them to do any more than that.
Well, I think that's saving a terrible situation, isn't it? Well done, Free Now.
100%, because listen, people make mistakes. We're all human. And I think we'd be a bit mean and Grinch-like to be giving them a kicking over this because it's a mistake. Mistakes happen. And they've kind of recovered from that mistake, in my view.
Okay. And they definitely say that not everybody who will enter the exclusive offer will get the 20,000 worth of vouchers. No, it's not everybody. It's just one person or a limited number.
It's a raffle. So there'll be a number of vouchers available. All of the thousands of people who were incorrectly awarded vouchers earlier will be entered into that raffle.
Yeah.
Not all of them will win. And I think that's the really important point here, because not everyone's going to be a winner.
Okay. You've dealt with an awful lot of corporate cock-ups, haven't you? And the response I've heard you give out about them. Is this the way to do it then? Like, admit you've been wrong and then come up with something else?
100%. And as I've said on your show and on other shows, it's not the fact that you've made the mistake. It's how you handle the mistake that really matters. And in this instance, I think they've handled it pretty well because there's nothing more they could do. They couldn't honour all of the vouchers, so they'd be bankrupt. And you'd have a lot of grumpy taxi drivers out there if they were doing that. So they've stepped up. They've done the right thing. Mistake was made. And now I think we should just move on.
Okay. Conor Pope, let's leave this before we all melt. That's my attempt. Conor Pope, consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you very much indeed. If you were involved in the Free Now disaster that has turned into a pretty good promo, actually, you can let me know how you got onto 51551.